You're listening to SBS News.
Many incumbent leaders across Australia have seen a rise in popularity during the COVID-19 pandemic, but arguably none like Western Australia's Mark McGowan. WA's Labor Party has comfortably won another term of government, meaning it is a wipeout for much of the Liberal opposition. Premier Mark McGowan says the win on Saturday means Western Australians voted for the future of the state.
Thank you to the people of Western Australia. This is a humbling experience. We've been through a lot together. The pandemic has been a difficult time for every West Australian. We will now implement our positive plans for the future, bringing back manufacturing, keeping TAFE and training affordable for West Australians, building the new Women's and Babies Hospital.
Labor is predicted to claim most of the 59 lower house seats, and with a likely reduced number of seats for the Liberals, there are calls for party reforms. Opposition leader Zach Kirkup, who has become the first WA Liberal leader to lose his seat since the 1930s, says he has quit politics.
Our obligation now as Liberals is to the people of Western Australia. Over the next 4 years, with a very small number of members, we must do all we can to hold Labor to account. But I must reflect on the fact of how much this party has given me, and it is an immense opportunity. For one, I'm exceptionally grateful. I will not continue in parliamentary politics.
The 34-year-old who held the seat of Dawesville conceded his position as opposition leader 2 weeks ago. Critics of Mr. Kirkup suggest his acknowledgement of a defeat at least a fortnight before polling day was a strategic error. One voter says Mr. Kirkup's suspected tactic meant his vote went to Mr. McGowan.
I think Zach was put himself at odds by saying that he was giving up early. I know that McGowan did early on in the piece before, but I believe what McGowan's done over the last few years has been fantastic, and the proof is in the pudding. You're looking at the economy, you're looking at what he did with COVID.
Mr. Kirkup took control of the WA Liberal Party just a few weeks ago, replacing Lisa Harvey. One other former Liberal leader says the loss signals the need for reform. More than 750,000 people had cast their vote ahead of the official polls opening on Saturday. One woman from the electorate of Scarborough says Mr. McGowan's popularity means there might be a few swing voters in this year's election.
It's interesting, you can be a swing voter pretty easily. Lisa Harvey's been here for a long time, so she's pretty popular in the area, and that's Liberal, and I certainly believe Mark McGowan's done a great job. So I think you're going to find a few swing voters in this electorate.
Both Mr. McGowan and Mr. Kirkup took part in final campaign bids on Saturday, with the 53-year-old Premier cooking up sausages for supporters in the seat of Hillary. The incumbent WA leader says his campaign is winning because he successfully took care of his state and its residents.
When COVID hit, we had the capacity, the financial capacity, to launch our recovery plan. Had we not done all that work in the first 3 years, we would have been in real trouble over the course of the last year. But we did the work. We turned around the mess we were left. We got the state back on track. And then when COVID hit, obviously, we took the tough decisions that needed to be taken.
Labor's parliamentary majority could be the biggest held by any party in WA's history. Mr. McGowan says the Labor government plans to achieve more for the community.
The magnitude of what has happened today is not lost on me, but with it comes great responsibility. We will continue to deliver stable, competent, responsible, and caring government for all West Australians.
We've got a lot of things on our agenda. We've got a lot of things we want to achieve.
Nationals leader Mia Davies is expected to become WA's next opposition leader. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.